Schmoes Know presents Horror Flicks, a podcast covering all things horror, suspense, and psychological thrillers in the world of cinema. And now, here are your hosts, Cobster and Cody.
What's up, horror fans, and welcome to another episode of Horror Flicks, a show in which we talk horror films because, god damn it,
I'm a fan of this show.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a
good
show.
It's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah,
how you been?
A good time. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Been? We don't have our studio today.
We don't have our studio. We do have a studio, actually. No. It is called my kitchen.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You respect it, god damn it. Stop. Don't take any of my apples anymore.
I like your apples.
Cody is taking two apples and
a
banana.
What kind of apple guy? Are you a red apple or a green apple?
Oh, I'm red apple.
Absolutely.
I love red
apples. Yeah, buddy. I hate that green apple.
Like, big... juicy, yeah. like
big old red, like so like dark they're not even red anymore, they're like maroon.
Yeah. Well, I don't like apples when they're too soggy.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be hard.
Oh yeah, exactly.
They need to be like hard and crisp.
Well, I usually use that apple slicer thing that you do, like slice all the things,
like
that
all six of them.
It's like cut someone's face off with that thing. You ever tried
that?
That'd be a good way to go.
I think
it'd be like
so.
A Resident Evil thing, where like when the lasers are coming up and slice to the face, it'd be just like that, except with an apple
slice. Imagine doing that like on someone's dick.
Oh.
Like diagonal, like on side. Not even like through the hole or anything, just like on the...
That's like you cut it up in pieces. You could serve that up as like an entree.
I think you could.
Oh, yeah,
just,
it could work out.
Pinai. Have some pinai.
Have some pinai here.
Yeah, I got this from Tarjay.
Throw it on a grill.
Yeah. That'd be some sausage. It's just sausage.
It's just
that's
sausage,
all it is.
Essentially.
I've been watching Game of Thrones a lot lately, and
you know,
when Reek gets his penis chopped off, just like, that's probably...
The iconic scene
that
when
probably,
the penis gets chopped
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it's like, that probably tastes pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. You know?
Would it be better grilled or like, you know,
like sushi?
Like deep fried?
Oh, deep fried.
You've had a deep fried dick?
I think that could... I mean, it's meat. So
okay.
Meat and bone, and there's no bone in
there. Deep fried dick sounds like a metal band.
Isn't it funny that you call it a boner?
Yeah.
It's just
bizarre.
Meat.
Yeah. Welcome to the family-friendly show,
yes.
Horror Flicks, everybody.
Welcome back,
guys. I'm Cody. I'm one of the co-hosts.
Yes, you are, and I'm Cobster. Mm-hmm. I'm the other co-host. We're just shooting the shit a little bit.
Yeah.
It's fun. I mean, it's a brand new year, man.
Yeah, new year, new us.
New year, new us. I fucking hate that
It's a
line.
Really dumb phrase.
I hate New Year's resolutions, and I hate just...
Why you gotta be such a downer? Like,
cause, like,
some people like to have fun with their lives and set goals
look,
for themselves.
I have fun with
not
my
being
life.
A, you know, a narcissistic little shit like yourself. Come
well,
on.
Everyone's a narcissistic
That's
little
true.
Shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
It's true, though, because no one ever...
No one ever goes through
no
it.
No one ever
I
goes
agree.
Through that. I've done it one time, and I think that's when I, like, believed in religion and stuff for some reason. And I actually I'll quit drinking soda because God told me to do that. And I did it for, like, 3 months, and I started doing it. I was like, oh, God's not real. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
No, that's a little dark. But, no, okay. I don't do that. I don't do New Year's resolutions anymore just because it never goes.
I don't really care. I don't like.
No.
Know,
yeah.
You know,
if I want to
people who do,
I'm going to stop doing drugs. I'm going to do it on my own
exactly.
time. Not
you, know,
because
you don't need
the
a
new
year,
year
to tell you. To.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it is a brand new year, guys.
Yeah.
And we're changing the show up just slightly. I mean, you know, we've been doing this show
if
for
you
quite
do
a
the
while.
Same thing forever, you're going to get bored, guys. Mm-hmm. We're changing it up. We're having fun, keeping things fresh.
I think literally we're going to change the show up like every month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll do video.
We have a new format, guys.
We'll do underwater. We'll go in space. We'll just do all these different things.
Oh, man, we should do like a video episode at a new setting every time.
Yeah.
Like, in like my car or in like a basement or in a grave or something.
Yeah.
Something horror
grave.
Related.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like if we do a show at
like
a graveyard,
cemetery.
That'd be really cool.
Ooh.
I think that'd be
We'd
pretty
probably
cool.
get like kicked out by the cops. It would be a good
nah,
time.
It's fine. It's all worth it. Okay. They'd enjoy it. I think they would enjoy it.
Yeah.
So yeah, because it is a new year, we announced our very last episode of 2015. That we're not doing video anymore, at least for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe...
Video was fun. It's like we didn't have fun doing it.
No,
we had a great time. You guys seemed to enjoy it, but...
Yeah,
you know.
It was a total blast.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we wanted to sort of... Go on a walkabout, a spiritual walkabout upon ourselves and find
walkabout
ourselves.
Walkabout is one of the best episodes of Lost. Sorry,
it is,
go
yes,
on.
Yes, John Luck.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what I can't do!
Don't ever tell me what I can't
love
do!
Love it. And so we're just going to stick to the audio. We're going to focus on the iTunes, get us up there. We just want to be famous on iTunes, so just help us with that. That's all you got to do.
Keep going. Yeah.
No, but we also really, we want to have a lot of cool guests on.
That's
we have
the main thing,
A lot of friends out there that are horror fans, and then there are some friends that we have that aren't horror fans that we
That's
would
almost
love.
More fun to talk about.
Yeah, because like I want to talk to people that aren't fans of this genre and sort of kind of get into them. And maybe if, you know, if they're really terrified by scary movies, we'll just scare them. Like at the end of the day, if anything. I think it'll be kind of fun.
At the end of the show, that was fun. Ah!
And just kill them.
Yeah.
Just That'd kill all of our guests.
Give them some deep fried dick.
Deep fried dick. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. That'd be great if like we started a horror movie and it was two guys who ran a podcast that fed them deep fried dick and then ended up killing all their guests.
You're describing the exact same plot of Toy Story 2. I'm telling you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm letting you know. You got to be careful about
that.
Copyright
shit. Copyright.
Okay, anyway.
Don't want to do that. Don't kill it. Imagine a Pixar horror film.
Oh, I would cry and be scared at the same time.
That'd be awesome. It'd just be like the scene in Toy Story 3.
I'd be crying out
of
fear. Oh,
yeah.
Man. That's incredible.
Because you cry enough during Pixar movies, but imagine crying in fear.
Yeah.
And then, like, Andy comes out and he like, rapes a toy.
That went dark quickly.
That went really dark.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. We don't hold back on the show. We don't care.
We're audio only, bitches.
Yeah. Me and Cody are fucking naked right now. Yeah. Like, fuck. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Maybe not. So,
what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about the most anticipated horror films of 2016. And it is a little early. It's still January. Not all the movies have been announced
yet. Yeah, it's not like, you know, the superhero schedule when people announce it like 10 years in advance. Yeah. You know, horror films, they generally get announced like the year of.
Yeah.
And later into the
it's
year.
Depends
but
on the franchise.
We have a decent little collection of movies that we're looking forward to this year.
Yeah, I think so. It also depends on the franchise. If it's something that, you know, we've known for a while, or if it's just a movie that sort of comes out of nowhere and drops like 10 Cloverfield Lane, just out of nowhere.
How much shit did you lose when that dropped?
Well, I started hearing some on stuff on Twitter. Like
I saw it too.
But no one was talking about it. I think John Mafio, who does a cool podcast, Mothman Jones, he was like tweeted about it. Like, how come no one's talking about this? And I was just like, are you kidding me? Is this real? And then all the tweets started to come in, all the news sources started to kind of pouring out, and then eventually it's a fucking legit thing.
I'm a huge fan of the first Cloverfield. It's one of the best found footage movies, and I had no idea this was happening. Abrams, you son of a bitch.
It's so good. Bad Robot, granted, JJ had something to distract him for a while to sort of get away from all of it.
Indie space movie.
Yeah, but still, like, the fact that Bad Robot sort of kept this hidden for probably a while, and the fact that they got a director who did a short film on YouTube.
That's inspiring.
That's so awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Have you seen it? Have you seen the
Portal? No, I've heard about it. It's the Portal one, right?
Portal,
I've heard about it. Yeah.
Dude, it's so fucking cool. Mm-hmm. It's a great shot. It's not like a Josh Trank, you know, just two guys at a party drunk fighting with lightsabers.
That's a good short too. Like,
it's a good short.
Credit. I love that short. Yeah,
but this one's like it's actually got like a budget.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
And there's actual effects. So the fact that this guy is able to do it, and that Mary Elizabeth Winstead Goodman, she's amazing, and John Goodman are in it, that makes me even more excited. And what did you think of the trailer? Did you cave when it was leaked?
Oh yeah, absolutely caved. Cloverfield 2, I cannot hold off. I have to watch this shit. I don't care. I thought it was a great trailer.
Yeah.
Even, it doesn't look anything at all
like
the first movie, or it's connected to it, but that was just an incredibly well-edited, well-paced trailer. The mystery is perfectly, you know, set up
I'm
for
sold.
It.
I don't need to see anything else.
Exactly. I don't want to see anything more. And it's good because it comes out in, what, 2 months?
March 11th.
That's incredible.
My birthday's in March, and that's a great birthday present for me. I feel the same. I don't think it's necessarily going to be horror. It just seems like a thriller, some kind of in that sorts. And even Cloverfield wasn't a horror, but it had elements of that.
Exactly.
And some people had brought it up that I've seen when we tweeted about it and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm super excited. I love the fact that they keep these. I guess if this is going to be a series, like a big mystery, it's JJ's mystery box.
Yeah.
And for me, when I think around the time when the first Cloverfield came out was like 2006.
That was 08 when the first Cloverfield.
Oh shit!
Came out.
Really?
Yeah,
okay. 08. Yeah. So then Lost had already been established. I think Lost was like in 04.
Yeah.
And
so he was
on.
Yeah.
So we kind of been diving into that a little bit. But I remember seeing the trailer for the first Cloverfield and thinking like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And this one had the same effect on me, and just a different matter
to that website and shit too. The one.
Yeah, we had to kind of figure things
out
about
it.
Has
anyone checked on that website recently?
Did
they update it?
I hear they have updated it. I don't know up to this point.
Okay, I was about to say, because if the new trailer, I wonder.
Maybe they're starting new things. Mm-hmm. I love the poster for this.
Yeah,
it looks awesome. It's just a line coming down from the house.
That's
and
so cool.
Monsters come in all shapes and forms or whatever whatever it says. It looks great. I think it's going to be awesome. It's got a great cast, and I'm pretty stoked about it. But there's another trailer that came out, too, not too long ago, of a film that we'll probably be discussing.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Let's talk about that trailer when we get to the movie.
Okay.
2016.
Let's get into it, man.
Let's get into it.
We already saw one movie.
Yes, we
that
have.
That came out this year.
And I think it's the first horror film that came out. And let me start by saying that, we are talking about The Forest with the beautiful and talented Natalie Dormer.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that I was a guest on a Movie Junkies podcast, a Movie Junkies YouTube channel, which is hosted by Hannah Julian. Julian.
I really think wanted to like, go on that. Sorry, I missed Julian. That, Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah, Cody just like he was just like, dude, I just like, really don't want to do it. Like,
I was like,
don't
I
like,
don't want to do
that. I don't like women. Are they gonna pay me? You know, like I'm women like, and like you know things.
Yeah, I need $500 and a deep fried dick. That's what I need.
And
to,
deep fried
to
dick.
Be a
yeah.
guest on a podcast.
Houlihan. Yeah. Houlihan. Hannah Houlihan. That's such a fun last name to say. Yeah. I please you guys do me a favor. Go and check that out on her YouTube channel, Movie Junkies. It was a lot of fun. She's really great on camera, and I think we should have her on the show.
Why not?
Yeah, she's Let's great. She's really great. Yeah. So guys, go ahead and check that out. You can check out some of my thoughts there. Mm-hmm. But I texted you because you saw it before
I almost didn't even see this. You know, power was shut off in my apartment for 2 hours because they were doing maintenance.
Yeah.
So I had literally nothing to do. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I might as well go see a movie. And the only thing playing was The Forest. And I'm like, God damn it.
You could have saw
like,
Star Wars again.
I could have. I contemplated doing that. Yeah. I really did.
And I kind of want to see it again today.
And I was like, well, I know I'm going to have to see this for Horrorflix. Might as well do this.
Yeah. You don't have to.
No, I wanted to. I want people to know that I'm serious about this. I'm going to see as many horror movies as I can.
I think if we are going to have any stupid New Year's resolution is to see every single.
We should.
You
want to
do that? Just try it. Just
try to see every horror movie
out
this year.
Even though The Boy was directed by The Devil Inside.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that later.
But I remember texting you because you saw it before me, and I said, so how was it? Was it bad? And your response
I called it the physical manifestation of a migraine.
Yes.
That's what The Forest was.
So I kind of went in with.
Yeah, well, so I have really lowered your expectations.
Well, had you seen the trailer beforehand?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't see the trailer beforehand. Oh, I went in really blind. I didn't care.
You didn't know what it was about at all?
No, not until like they brought it up and like, oh, this is a Suicide Forest and everything. Mm-hmm. Which concept, amazing.
There's actually another film coming out dealing with the same exact setting, has Matthew McConaughey in it, called Sea of Trees.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's what originally I thought this was a couple months ago when I saw the trailer. And I was like, where's Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah,
and I realized
it was
a different movie. And
I heard that one's kind of bland, though. That's the
that's what I heard, too.
Terrence Malick film?
Think so. I know it's written by Chris Sparling, who did Buried.
Let me see. What's that one called?
Sea of Trees.
Sea.
It's got Matthew McConaughey.
It's got some weird director.
It premiered at either Venice or CanCon.
Gus Van Sant.
Oh, Gus Van Sant directed that.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I meant. Like, it was a weird director behind
Interesting.
It. Terrence Malick, no. Yeah.
So The Forest.
The Forest. Yeah.
Look, I know there's a ton of potential here with this setting. It's super creepy. And there are moments in this film where I was like, okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But 95% of the time, it ended on a stupid-ass jump scare.
Yeah. It just
we talked about one scene where she's walking down a hall and you see this grandma suddenly – or not grandma, whatever, this old lady, whatever,
old lady.
Pop into frame and she's kind of just like – you know, lingering there. And that was a really creepy shot. And I shit you not, I crossed my fingers and I was like, don't be a jump scare. Please just linger on this shot, you know, milk the creepiness out of it. And sure enough, it goes, ah!
Yep.
Literally,
that's
every
sort of what riddles this whole movie is just full of cliches.
Yeah.
And it's the typical stuff. And you found it kind of boring.
Within the first minute, I was this is lame. I don't know what it was, because nothing really happens in the first minute. Yeah. I don't know if it was just the story, the acting, the characters. I was just completely turned off. Mm. I was like, this needs to end now.
See, I thought the acting was fine, especially for
Natalie Dormer did her best.
Yeah, I think for like a run-of-the-mill horror film in January, I thought the acting was pretty fine. Mm-hmm. The actual story is what drew me in, and I was very interested and intrigued. But there was just elements where stupid character decision making just kind of overthrew everything in the entire film, because they're literally spelling things out for these characters and for the audience in general. Mm-hmm. They're saying like, hey, if you see something bad, it's in your head.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not real, but these characters fall for it anyways. Yeah. And it's just silly. It's not believable. But I think something that Hannah brought up when we talked about it is that she would have liked to have seen Natalie Dormer's sister. On the other hand, it would have been cool to see sort of a back and forth.
Yeah, exactly.
In the end, she just pops up like she was just running around in the woods.
That's one of the things I hated the most. Like, there was no setup for that at all. And if we're spoiling something, sorry, but it's The Forest. Were you really, you know, eager to, you know, jump out of theater to see this? But you know who directed this? I don't know if this is true or not, but I was watching Double Toasted.
Double Toasted?
Which is it's a YouTube show from the guys who did Spill.
Oh, okay,
And they were doing this movie. And they said the director was the guy. Remember that Elf Yourself app? Where, like, they put your face on, like, a dancing elf and there's, like, music in the background?
That guy directed it?
I think one of the guys who made that app, like, directed this movie. I want to say that's Jason Zada, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, Jason Zada. He made the Elf Yourself.
Now, I mean good for him. I don't want to be like, you know, don't do this. But good for him for following his dream. I had to point that out. I thought that was really funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
kids,
hey.
You can do anything.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. I think we're in the wrong bit. I think we need to make
an app.
I have an app, actually, an idea. and I'll bring it up to you right now.
Okay.
It's called Hooker Finder.
Okay.
So basically, every hooker in the United States, at least for now.
It's not a fishing app. That's what I thought you
meant. Almost, kind of. Okay. Well, basically, we take every single hooker that lives in the United States, and we're only starting the U.S. first because we live here. We'll cross the seas.
You gotta start out small, then expand.
We'll start in the cities and the states, and then move out to the country. But we take every hooker and place a chip in their tooth. We basically remove like their root, we do a root canal on them, and then replace it with a fake tooth that has a chip in them.
That's pretty much,
And then it's just a GPS system, like an anti-pedophile finder, where it's just like you pop up, like, oh, hey, I'm in Corona, California. And it makes that noise, and then a bunch of hookers pop up, and you're like, oh, hey, Candy, let's meet here. And have a ZJ.
Oh, hey, Sandy.
So, nobody out there steal that. Me and Cody are going to start that.
Terrible idea. Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Everyone tells me that. I don't know why.
So, the forest.
Yes, the forest. That's how we got to it.
Yeah, overall, I wasn't expecting much. It's the first week of January. Okay, this happens every year. There's a horror movie that comes out. I wasn't really expecting it to be great. I was just incredibly bored, and I just had no interest in the story whatsoever.
Yeah,
and,
I
was let down.
But I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's not like I enjoyed it. I just didn't think it was as terrible as I thought it would
be.
There was moments here and there. I loved the way it was filmed. I loved the way it was shot. I thought it was shot really well. Mm-hmm. And the atmosphere, I thought there was a little bit of atmosphere there. Mm-hmm. But again, it just sort of comes across as just bland. Mm-hmm. So nothing really to it. I wasn't really terrified except for that one scene that you brought up.
I will say what's that thing called with the pictures when you slide down the
thing? I hated that.
You hated that scene?
Yeah,
that jump scare got me really good just because it's,
Yeah, I saw it coming,
jump scares aren't fucking scary, okay? Yeah. They're just startling.
I thought, when I came out of it and I with your text in mind, because I felt like you were more angry at the movie than I was, I just sat there and thought, how hard is it? Is it really this hard?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty ignorant of me to say that because it's not easy.
It's extremely difficult.
Yes, I understand it's extremely horror. Difficult. Yeah. But is it harder to make a good film or easy to make a bad film?
Probably easy to make a bad film.
There's so many things that you could do, to avoid that, but they go for it anyways because it's like they don't understand the audience.
I think people are just playing it safe because that's the state of horror right now is a bunch of jump scares and just, false scares and all that shit. And
I guess
they're just playing it safe because it's what's making money right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately.
And plus, they do have a studio behind them, whereas most indie directors can do whatever the fuck they want.
Was it Goyer who produced this? David S. Goyer?
Look it
up right now. If it is, I want to give him props for a second because he's doing something.
Oh, wow. David S. Goyer.
I want to give him props because I think this is part of his company that he's doing where he wants to finance as many low-budget original movies as possible.
Oh, that's awesome.
I heard him on a Nerdist. He was talking about that.
Cool.
So I want to give him props for that.
That's awesome.
Keep doing that.
Well, hey, David. Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Give us a shout-out.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's something that Blumhouse
should
be
doing. I really like Blade.
Yeah, I do like Blade, actually. He did Blade 3, huh? He wrote all...
He directed it, too, directed I believe, yeah. Mm-hmm. He also wrote The Dark Knight, or Batman Begins.
Yeah, but he also did Man of Steel. Right. So, anyways, let's go and talk about The Boy.
That's
the next film that's coming
the
out
The Boy,
January.
Now, I don't, despise this movie coming up. There's times in the trailer, I'm like, that actually looks pretty creepy.
Yeah.
And then you told me today that it's directed by a special someone.
Yeah. He did a movie called The Devil Inside.
Oh, what a provocative horror film that was.
To this day, might literally be the worst horror film I've ever seen.
I think it's the horror film that's made everyone the angriest. It's like...
Yeah. It's like, the movie ends...
I can't... when you talk about that movie, people are like, oh my fucking God. Yeah. Shooting me. I've never seen that with a movie before.
And I kid you not, I remember seeing that trailer. It was in front of Paranormal Activity 3.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
It looked so fucking good. The cuts, cuts. And then the very beginning, the only thing that creeps me out in the movie, we're just like, I killed three people. Mm-hmm. I killed them. Send the police. That whole shit. I thought that was the creep. The whole opening scene was creepy. Mm-hmm. And then it just goes downhill. And then when it ends, they're like... You want to finish the movie? Go to a website and read about it.
Ugh.
Nobody likes to read. Mm-mm. Actually, I like to read, but I don't want to read after a movie that I just spent my time in and
wasted. You paid, $12 for to watch it?
Yeah.
Movie?
No, so, but I mean, it's interesting to see that there's two horror films coming out this month with two actresses from TV that are sort of making their transition, where I think Natalie Dormer has done a good job of transitioning.
She was in Hunger Games.
She was in Hunger Games, and she did pretty
good. She had
that
Skrillex haircut. What the hell was that thing with the...
Oh, man. No, I didn't think of it as
a
Skrillex.
Can we stop that hairstyle, guys? Can we just stop that?
The only reason why I like that is because she looked like a character from Mass Effect called Jack. And
she also looked like Gary Oldman in The Fifth Element, but okay.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, so yeah, and we have in this one The Walking Dead fame, Lauren Cohan, who is
she's
also
great.
She's great. Yeah, yeah, I think she's great. Mm-hmm. You know, there could be some potential. Yeah. Let me see. Who it doesn't say who actually wrote it, but that's
good job, Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Don't look at Wikipedia for your information, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the script is written by Stacey Meaner.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. Is that someone of importance? Because if so, there could be a little bit of weight to it. Mm. Let's see.
I know there's a script floating around called The Boy that apparently is really good. I don't know if it's that movie or if there's another script called The Boy, but I just know there's a lot of tracking on a script called
The Boy. Okay. I don't think she wrote something called Mixtape.
This is essentially like a big break for her.
Yeah,
first big movie, which is awesome. I love seeing that.
And this concept is, you know, we've seen it before. I mean, Dead Silence is another one with dolls. I know people are terrified of dolls, but I hope they're not making this movie with the intentions like, oh, people are scared of dolls. This is going to be scary. Mm-hmm. They need to have
a good
weight.
Story
yeah,
to tell.
They do. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which ultimately comes to our discussion about horror films in general. Don't make it to be scary. Make it to be good.
Yeah.
Make it to be a good movie.
Make it
first
to tell
and
a good story.
Yeah.
Absolutely should be first.
This is why The Exorcist works on so many levels, because they focus it on being a good dramatic film and let the scares come naturally.
Exactly,
don't go in thinking, hey, if the little boy doll is there and then he's not there and goes away,
we're gonna make a whole movie based on that
it's
idea.
It's gonna be scary.
No.
So. Yeah. We got some Facebook comments, though, man. Yeah, we got a lot of Facebook comments.
Well, there's one that everyone's talking about, so we got to bring this up right now.
Okay.
I thought this movie was coming out last year, so I kept looking for it, but apparently it's coming out this year. It's called The Witch.
Oh, yes. This
now,
is,
this movie...
This is probably our most anticipated.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The trailer blew me away. I think everyone agreed that they were sending us comments and shit, saying like, oh my god, that's the coolest trailer ever.
That's why I used the picture of it on our Facebook page.
Like, for example, comment here, we got The Witch from Jorge Alcayaga says, The Witch is my number one. I've been waiting for a whole year. He also says The Boy is another one that got a lot of great buzz from festivals last year. So,
did it really?
Yeah,
okay, that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can hopefully we'll go off on that. Oh, he wrote a lot here.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to the other one here because he talks about other movies. And we'll get back to that.
Okay, yeah. We'll
but JP Nunez also said there are a few horror movies I'm looking forward to this year. The Witch looks creepy as hell, and the buzz it's been getting is really exciting. So
yes.
I agree there, JP.
Very much excited. And I think for the most part, everybody who has been commenting on here, Tyler Myers has said that the Witch is something that he's anticipating as well. It looks incredible. It really does. It looks like a genuinely terrifying film. Let's see. James Joseph Lister also says that's his number one. And I'm going to have to agree. I think this is probably my most anticipated of the year. I know it's coming out fairly soon.
I have one more that's more anticipated than this.
One more?
Yeah, one more out there that's more. No, that's more anticipated than The Witch for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to that later.
We'll get into that. But The Witch does come out February 19th. It's got an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. I mean,
could
mean something to you or not, but it is coming out as we went around in the good old festivals.
The festival circuit.
And heard some good things. Mm-hmm. But before that comes out, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. I'm getting sick of seeing this trailer.
Yeah, and now I remember this was like in development for years.
Yeah,
I remember like 2010, 09, somewhere around there. Like this was like had some serious heat. Like Natalie Portman wanted to do it. A bunch of people were like, oh, I can't wait. You know, really want to do this movie. And then it kind of just died out. And then we were at Comic-Con last year and I saw there's a panel for it. And I was like, oh, so it's actually happening.
Yeah.
And then it looked cool. But now I keep seeing the trailer like every time I go to see a movie, and I'm like, I'm not really that interested in it. It doesn't look.
It might be just because I'm seeing this trailer in every single film
that,
that I'm seeing. It's like everything.
They're
I don't understand.
It's everything.
But and I think it's just that case. I'm just getting sick of seeing the same trailer.
No, it could be good.
It could be good. It's a fun concept. Yeah. I like zombies. I think everybody likes zombies. But again,
Seth Graham Smith's a great writer. I love the guy.
Yeah, and hopefully they're just not making a movie because just people like zombies, you know. Mm-hmm. Hopefully there's something, some sort of weight to it. But it could be interesting. I like the idea that it takes place in the 19th century England. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's different than we've seen for any zombie films. But maybe I just think they're going to like dive into like, oh, you have to destroy the head. Like almost like the beginning of zombies.
Yeah.
And we've seen all that sort of thing before. Like the over-explanation of how to defeat a zombie, what a zombie is. And so...
It reminds me too much of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Less
same
cheesy.
Author all the way,
less
but,
cheesy. Because that one was super cheesy.
Yeah.
And then The Witch comes out February 19th. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I hope that one's good. I hope it's not a big letdown.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's move on over. There is one here, March 11th. Which actually, let's get into that. We talked about that actually. Cloverfield, yeah, 10 that's Cloverfield Lane. Yeah, that one, that's when it comes up. But
some people brought that up in the comments too.
Yeah, see what people are saying about that, because I know a lot of people are pretty stoked. Because you know what, I am. I'm very stoked about
Stan
it.
Stanley Williams says 10 Cloverfield Lane. The first Cloverfield is not a pure horror, but it had elements of it. The sewer scene is an example he brings up. The fact that it's being made by Bad Robot again and being produced by J.J. Abrams make it that much more anticipated.
Damn right. And I think everyone would agree. I mean, I know most people aren't huge fans of the first Cloverfield, but I think there's a good enough audience for it that, I mean, Twitter was blowing up with this the other day for it. So
yeah, Nick Rutten also says, I don't know if this is going to be a true horror movie, but I think the surprise Cloverfield 2 trailer made it my most anticipated. The fact that they kept it hidden until just months before it's in theaters, then hit us with that tense and creepy trailer struck a chord with me.
Awesome. 10 Cloverfield Lane. Check it out. I know I will be. This one here.
Yeah, I saw this. Yeah.
The Other Side of the Door, directed by Johan Roberts, starring Sarah Wayne Callies, who was in Walking Dead.
Yeah.
She was
the mom.
She was the mom. Mm-hmm. God, moms. So the story for this is a family lives an idyllic existence abroad until a tragic accident takes the life of their young son. The inconsolable mother learns of an ancient ritual that will bring him back to, say, a final goodbye. She travels to an ancient temple where a door serves as a mysterious portal between two worlds, but when she disobeys a sacred warning to never open that door, she upsets the balance between life and death.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. big roasted penis.
Could be creepy. That's a British horror film, right?
I believe so.
Meaning they're not exposed to the shittiness of American horror. So
no. So it could be something interesting. I don't know. It seems somewhat typical, but I think the premise is interesting enough. Mm-hmm. The next one here, it says The Disappointments Room.
The Disappointments.
This one comes out March 25th.
Okay.
And the premise is a mother and her young son release unimaginable horrors from the attic of their rural dream home.
Okay.
It's Wentworth Miller actually wrote this movie.
Hey, he wrote it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got Kate Beckinsale, and she's really hot. And
the director, that said DJ Qualls directed that. I was like, what?
Oh, wow. Okay, so this director, DJ Corso.
Yeah, he did Disturbia.
He did Disturbia.
There's some heat behind
it. I like that. Okay. And he did Eagle Eye, too. Eagle Eye gets a lot of shit.
Eagle Eye's
not
bad.
It's not terrible. Yeah. No. But that's really interesting. Okay. I really enjoyed Disturbia.
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah.
That's a legit major horror film.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And then coming April 1st is Rings. I think we talked about this.
Was supposed to come out last year.
I think it was, because we talked about it last year.
It's not a good sign that it got pushed back.
No,
but, you know.
But it's coming out April Fool's, but hey, maybe that's a joke.
Hey, I see what you did there, buddy.
See what I did?
Yeah.
Because it's April Fool's.
Now, this is 3D, right, I believe?
God, fucking, I hope not. Is Rings still relevant? Is the Ring still a relevant thing?
It kind of died off after this. Like, the second one didn't even do that well.
No,
I remember, the first one was this huge thing, but the second one, like, bombed, as far as I remember.
It says, Samara returns with a familiar videotape to strike terror again in the third film of the Ring series.
Do you think she has, like, a Blu-ray now? It's not a videotape?
Yeah, like, right?
It's like a digital download?
Yeah.
Don't download this code.
Don't download this shit.
if you watch this
download,
YouTube video.
Oh, my God. It's an ad. It's not even that. It's just a fucking ad. That'd be great. She needs to hack in. Great.
Yeah, they go to watch it on YouTube, and there's an ad before. They're like, hold on.
And they're like, oh my God, I can't skip it! And they just fucking die. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
That'd be funny. Okay. We need to just spoof every single thing.
That's incredible. Okay.
Another one here, April 8th. We talked about this one last year. This one's called
We Did?
Before I Wake. I think it was under different titles.
Oh, yeah.
There's a trailer for it and everything. It's the same guy who did Oculus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike
Which
Flanagan.
Actually is not bad.
Okay. No, yeah,
Oculus
we talked
is
about
actually
I still
quite underrated.
It. I
still it's pretty good,
seen
dude.
It.
Check it out.
I do.
It's good.
And this one, there's a trailer out for this, and it's a young couple adopt an orphan child whose dreams and nightmares manifest physically as he sleeps, which I think we did talk about this last year because it was supposed to come out, and it was under the title, what was it originally called?
Oh yeah, who's in that? I remember
it's Kate Bosworth, Thomas Jane,
Thomas Jane,
and Jacob
that.
Tremblay, who was just in fucking The Room.
Oh my
Room.
God, I actually
so
want to see this now.
Not knowing, seeing the trailer beforehand, not seeing Room, probably wasn't as excited, but the fact that he's in this now, is something of importance, because
awesome.
This kid was amazing
that
in that movie.
Going places, man.
Yes, and hopefully,
yeah, I remember the trailer for this now. I do. Yeah.
And granted, he probably shot this before Room.
Yeah,
but still, he's in it. There's going to be a weight into it, and that one has actually some good promise to it.
It's
so
a good one.
So let's move it on down. Oh my God, I hope
this is gonna be.
I hope this one isn't real. This one's April 15th, and I think this was supposed to come out last year too. I don't even know if they've shot any. There's a fucking trailer for it.
Oh no!
Oh my God, Amityville: The Awakening.
Do we really need another Amityville movie?
Well, it's got Bella Thorne. Jennifer Jason Leigh's in it, too. Really? Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
The director is Frank Coffin. Calhoun? Oh, he did Maniac. With Elijah Wood.
Okay,
so that's something.
I like Maniac.
But still, I mean, he did P2.
Oh, P2 is so bad, but yeah. It's good.
I'm told about this movie. I used to watch it on
HBO like 1 month, and it just kept playing. So I was like, summer break, I kept watching it. It's such a bad movie, but it's fun.
Okay, yeah, I did. I've been told constantly to watch that movie, so I will probably check that out.
Good old Wes Bentley.
Okay, there's a Amityville. Trailer for it.
We don't need another Amityville movie.
No.
We don't. That story really has been told.
The story was only told for one purpose, exactly. And that was it.
You don't need to make a franchise out of it.
Maybe if we saw the beginning, like the first family that was in that.
Yeah, the awakening
house,
of it.
But maybe that's what it is. Let's see the premise, the stupid premise. The premise for this one says, a single mother moves her three children into the haunted house, not knowing of the house's bloody hit. How the fuck do you not know this?
Ugh.
You got to ask. Why is my house so fucking cheap?
Yeah.
Because people died in it. That's why. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds had a beard and he, like, killed people.
He was pretty good looking in that movie. He was ripped. Yeah.
He's got his axe. He's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd want him to axe my butt. Oh, so, man. The next one. I haven't seen the teaser trailer for this. I've only seen a picture.
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
Yeah, me too.
Because, okay, so this one is called Green Room.
Uh-huh.
It says 2015. It's probably... Okay, 2016. Okay,
it hasn't come out yet. Yeah, I know that.
The premise is awesome. It's a young punk rock band find themselves trapped in a secluded venue after stumbling upon a horrific act of violence. I believe there is a trailer right now. I don't think I'm going to watch it. I'm going to kind of go in blind with it. But
it sounds like one of those ideas where you're like, damn it, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah,
like, that's
a
good fucking idea.
It's got Patrick Stewart and Anton Yelchin. And the thing that sort of sold me is the picture. Because it's got a punk rock band, and so the main picture is just like an album picture or something of just the band just looking super badass. I don't know if Patrick Stewart's in the band.
I don't think he's in the band. I think he's holding them hostage.
But still, it looks pretty awesome.
We got a comment for that one. Hayden Claiborne says, by far my most anticipated horror movie of 2016 is a little indie film called The Green Room. It's about a punk rock band that plays at a sketchy bar, and things go from bad to worse. I thought the director's last film, Blue Ruin, was great, and I think Green Room will be better. It also has Patrick Stewart, comes out in April.
Alrighty.
I saw Blue Ruin queued on my Netflix. I still haven't watched it. I've heard great things.
Okay.
But I gotta check that out.
I have to check that out. Mm-hmm. We're sort of going down a generic list right now of the dates of when these movies are coming out, because I skipped over a few that we can go in more in depth. This next one is called Within the Darkness, but I typed in the darkness and the band The Darkness popped up.
That's such an incredible song.
This one, I like the premise of it, but it seems very... I'm going to sneeze.
Exercise the demons. Oh, man.
Sorry. Sorry. He comes
Damn
out.
Damn it, Cthulhu, go away.
He comes out once in a while. Sorry. The premise for this, Within the Darkness, is a group of wannabe ghost hunters set out to shoot a pilot, faking everything and get more what they bargain for. It sounds like Grave Encounters. Okay. If you want to check out that movie, you probably should. I told you I watched that finally, right?
Or I watched Grave Encounters 2.
Did you watch the first one, though?
No, I didn't watch
the
first one.
Oh, what the fuck?
I'm saying...
come on!
Is the first one on Netflix?
Yeah! I don't know.
Because the second one was, so I watched that.
Maybe it's on Amazon Prime. Do you have Amazon Prime? Yeah, good.
I have the Amazon, the instant video thing or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, check it out. It's on there. That could be.
You were legit offended that I watched the second one. I heard the second one's better, so I was like, okay, I'll check it out.
But it defeats the purpose.
Not necessarily.
The second one makes the first one better.
Okay.
It does.
Okay.
June 10th is The Mother. It's the one. Mm-hmm. That's the one you're most.
This is my most anticipated horror movie of the year. Yeah.
The Conjuring 2.
Now.
Originally titled Enfield Poltergeist,
I like it better when it's called Conjuring.
Yeah, I like it. Just Poltergeist 2. That's fine.
Yeah.
Trailer's out. Uh-huh. We've seen it. We've seen stills.
I love the shit out of this show. I've watched it so many times.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's a fucking really great trailer. It's got James Wan written all over it. Doesn't give away a whole lot.
It shows one big scene where she wakes up on the ceiling or whatever, but that's about it.
But that's about it. That's the clapping scene, I guess, if you will. Yeah. Which is a fucking great, like, if you want to use a jump scare for anything, that was a great way to use it.
Oh, yeah.
You're building up, and then you're thinking something's going to pop out of the door, but it just felt so James Wan-y it just to come out of nowhere and shout gibberish, just like, it just shout out to you. The one thing that gets me in this trailer is it's in the quick montage where it's showing flashes of random stuff, and you see like a weird. shadow on the wall of like someone in a hat and like weird fingers sort of reaching out.
I didn't even see that the first time until you and me were texting about it. And I went back and watched it. I was like, holy fuck, he's right.
So fucking creepy. Yeah. Yeah. And that opening scene, I mean, it's the way this movie's shot.
Yeah, it just
looks incredible. It just like the first thing, just and you see the leaves going into the house. It's so patient.
Like it knows. It knows it's fucking scary and it's going to grip you and just get you along for the ride.
This trailer did what the first movie did, and it being cocky and when it wanted to scare you because it knew it could at any moment. And that, and even in the beginning where they're sitting on the swings and it's like it wants to hurt you. When did he say that? Like right now.
Yeah.
So I know people are talking about this one.
Yeah, Trey White says Conjuring 2 has a lot going for it, but let's remember to keep reasonable expectations. Saying that a sequel to one of the best films in that genre isn't as good is not a bad thing. Thank you, Trey.
Thank you, Trey.
Age of Ultron and Force Awakens got a lot of heat for this exact reason, and I hate to see this happen to Enfield Poltergeist.
Very true.
I completely agree.
Not to mention, most sequels in horror films aren't really that great. So, I think this, I mean, this is the first sequel he's done for his own films.
No, he did Insidious 2.
You're right. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, never mind. Now, buddy.
It's been a while.
And Saw 2.
I was on a roll. And
yeah, it's okay.
Quentin
Kelly also says The Conjuring 2, definitely. I can't wait to see the next chapter from the Warrens. I absolutely love everything James Wan does, and I can't wait to see Patrick Wilson once again in a Wan film. That's a good point, man.
Yeah.
Those two leads, Wilson and Farmiga,
they're great.
Fucking incredible.
God, I love Vera Farmiga. Mm-hmm. I want to hang out with her. I
just want to hang out. You know?
I do, yes.
Get a sandwich.
Let me see here. And it's also written by the two brothers again, I think.
They did a draft, I think, yeah.
Yeah, they did a draft.
There's more writers, too.
There's more. That's what kind of scared me. There's a few more writers than there were from the first time around. But it's got some great stuff. I mean, granted, there is a lot of content that they probably have to cover because of these two have so many different stories. But I like that. I like that they're taking somewhat true events.
Yeah.
And making it into hopefully a trilogy. I hope he tops it off.
I have a comment I want to ask you about. James Joseph Lister, he brought up The Witch. So The Witch is definitely number one, The Conjuring number two. Coming in a snug second. He says, I'm also very interested how the Wolf Creek miniseries turns out. Have we talked about that?
Wolf Creek miniseries?
I didn't hear about that, because that sounds incredible.
Let me see.
I love Wolf Creek. Yeah.
Let me see.
He's looking it up right now, guys. He's using Bing, which is... Oh, no, it's Google. I appreciate that.
Bing? What the fuck?
I thought it was...
Correct. Okay.
As the movie. The same premise, obviously.
Okay, there's actually a cast.
It's real. It's happening. That's
Bloody
cool.
Disgusting posted about it October 22nd.
Wow.
It's been announced.
Okay.
Let me see. Creator returned. So
awesome.
Same creator is returning, and John Jarrett is returning. Gosh, that's going to be a
Is that like a Netflix thing, or is that like a HBO?
Let me see. It just says miniseries. I don't know where.
Maybe we'll get distribution somewhere.
Six 1 hour episodes premiere exclusively Stan Middle Stan. Maybe it's an Australian show.
It could be that.
But wow,
that's cool though.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Because I love Wolf Creek.
I love Wolf Creek. Talk about a like a psychological torture porny sort of thriller that can really bring a lot of emotion.
That's a good torture porn that doesn't take you out of it.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
You get to know the characters the first half of the film. And then the second half is completely different. So that's interesting. I had no idea, and I'm even more excited about that. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know how easy that'll be. Hopefully it's like one continuous story and not just like him killing
every episode
people.
Is a new person getting tortured.
Okay. So
what's next?
Oh my goodness. Let's see. July 1st is The Purge 3. I don't know if this is really a thing.
Purge 3, I believe
but,
so.
They
cranked those movies out in 2 minutes. Oh, Frank Grillo's coming back?
I think he's coming back.
That's good because he was actually really good in number two.
He was, yeah.
Yeah,
he was basically the Punisher, is what it was.
Yeah.
Same director as the first and second one.
Okay.
Oh, no, he wrote.
Mm.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, he also.
Are you a fan of The Purge at all?
Great concept, terrible execution.
I thought the first one was really bad. The second one was better.
Better, but not good.
But there's still,
there's still moments I'm okay, you're trying too hard. Mm-hmm. Let's see. July 22nd, there was a movie called Lights Out.
Lights Out. What is Lights Out about?
Let me see. Lights Out on IMDb. Well, there's a couple. Fuck. Okay.
There's a couple.
There's like four. Okay, here we go.
All in the same year.
Lights Out is an upcoming supernatural thriller directed by David F. Sandberg, based off of his short film of the same name. I saw a premise, you bastard. And I guess not. Okay, so there's two. I'll read the two of them. Okay, this is the one. A woman is haunted by a creature that only appears when the lights go out. A feature adapted. There's a short film right now called Lights Out with the same title.
That's an interesting concept.
Teresa Palmer is in it. But nothing.
She's not bad to look at.
No. I'm going to see what the other one was.
Lights Out movies.
The other one is a boxing TV series that was canceled.
Okay. That's probably not it.
I don't think that's the one. Okay, so that one could be interesting. This next one is, I sort of came out of nowhere and is very, very interesting to me. And it's called A Man in the Dark.
Yeah, you told me about this
one. Yeah, this one comes out August 26th. And the premise is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be up there for a possible anticipated. I have to see a trailer first.
Yeah.
But on the premise alone, this is very much.
If you were a studio exec and they pitched this plot to you, you'd be like, yeah.
You got to go picture on this one. Yeah. So,
you got to go picture, kid.
This one, A Man in the Dark, is a group of teenagers break into a blind man's home thinking they'll get away with the perfect crime. They're wrong. Premise, fun. It's got Jane Levy. Stephen Lang plays the blind man.
Mm-hmm.
The director, Fede Alvarez, who did a little remake called Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And that's pretty awesome.
I'm really excited because he hasn't done anything since then, right?
He hasn't done anything
since then. I'm so excited for this guy.
So this will be the first thing that he's done for a while. And it sounds awesome. It's got all the right elements. Let's see a trailer. Hopefully it's something decent. I'm pretty stoked about it.
All right.
A Man in the Dark. Look out for that one.
Now this next one here.
Is there a trailer for this?
Patient Zero,
yes.
I don't think there's a trailer, but I saw the Comic-Con footage.
Oh, okay.
There was a huge Comic-Con trailer. It actually spoiled a lot. You were gone. I was editing. This was on the Pride, Prejudice, and Zombie block that you and Ellis left for.
I do remember hearing about this. Okay.
This one was interesting. So the writer of this is actually really inspiring. At Comic-Con, he was up on stage and he was like, guys, I was in line for Hall H for like days last year, just like you, and now I'm up here. Like, this is the coolest thing ever. And like everyone applauded. It was really cool. And the movie, it doesn't look great, but I will say it has Stanley Tucci in it.
Okay.
And he looks incredible. It's basically about, like, it's a zombie movie or whatever, but, like, Stanley Tucci, I believe he's Patient Zero. I think that's the whole plot of it. But, like, he's become super intelligent.
Hmm. Oh, it's also got Natalie Dormer and Matt Smith.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. She's doing horror films, like, left and right.
There's another guy from Game of Thrones, too, and the fat guy. But it looks okay. It's got an interesting premise. Hopefully.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah,
Sam Tully. Okay, cool.
Yeah, the Comic-Con, I don't think it's a trailer, but the Comic-Con footage actually showed a lot, actually spoiled a lot, too, so it's good that you didn't see that, because I was like, I wish I did not.
Okay, so maybe as a forewarning, if the trailer is released, probably don't.
I'll check it out, and I'll be like, okay, you're safe, or okay, never mind, don't do that.
Okay.
But it's really interesting. It's a really interesting take on the zombie, and it could be really cool.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty legit. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. So that's the generic list that we had going on.
We got a couple other ones.
There's a couple other ones that we skipped over that... Like, let's see. Let me see.
There's a new Rob Zombie movie coming
out. There is a new Rob Zombie
movie. Called 31. It's about clowns, I think. But, you know.
Yeah, it says 31 tells the story of five carnies in 1976, kidnapped on the morning of Halloween and held hostage in a remote industrial hell. While trapped, they are forced to play a violent game called 31. The mission is to survive 12 hours against an endless gang of grease-painted maniacs. Okay. I like that premise. I like clowns. I mean, you know, I know most people don't like clowns, but I mean, he's let me down so many fucking times, but I'll be there opening day trying to check it out. So.
I got another one here. This is officially my favorite out of all these movies that we've listed here. This one's called Crabs with an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
It says mutated by nuclear runoff in wake of the Fukushima disaster, a horde of murderous horseshoe crabs descend on the sleepy town of Mendocino, California.
Murderous horseshoe crabs. Oh my god, they're out for vengeance.
That sounds incredible.
You ate my sister.
Like, ah,
give her, come here. I hope they have that voice. And when they have their fucking claws, right?
Like, imagine like Krabby from Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's like fucking demonic and shit. Oh, that'd be incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty funny. Yeah, be okay. Good. Look out for crabs. Mm-hmm. Don't get them. But look out for them.
You should look out for those.
You should look
out
for crabs. Yeah. And one that we skipped over that comes out in February is The Neon Demon.
Oh, yeah.
Nicholas Winding Refn. A horror tale top line by a soon to be announced female star. That's the fucking premise. Okay. So we know nothing about. I think there is a trailer. No,
trailer?
I don't think there's a trailer.
I got another one here. This isn't really a horror film, but it has scary elements. Mm-hmm. It's called A Monster Calls. Have you heard about this?
Mm-mm.
It's got Liam Neeson is doing the voice of this monster. Sigourney Weaver, Felicity Jones. It's a really big movie coming out later this year. Basically, I read the script for it when I was interning at this
film school.
No, I was at a production company when I was interning.
And
basically, like, it's this little kid. His mother's dying or something like that, and he has this monster, like, fucking break through his room.
Huh.
He helps him like become a better, you like help them get through this tough time. And it's like a really heartwarming story. And it's like, it's, it has potential to be really, really great. Oh. It's based off the book. The same writer adapted it.
I think it'd be really Boyana, cool. The director who did The Impossible and The Orphanage. Okay.
Originally, I remember, what's his name? The guy who did Gravity.
Alfonso Cuarón?
Yeah, he was originally attached to do it, and I was like, that'd be awesome! But then this guy stepped
Patrick
in, so
Ness.
Hopefully it can be
Patrick
cool.
Ness the one who wrote
He's the one who wrote the book.
Okay, yeah. And he's writing the screenplay. Okay, yeah. Cool.
It's really good, guys.
Holy shit, that really sounds cool. Awesome. Yeah, it's more a drama fantasy, but still,
it's a monster that fucking breaks through your room.
That's, I mean, like, that's not creepy.
Yeah.
This one here called Visions, that's coming, I don't think
Visions.
It has a release
Visions?
Date. Isla Fisher, Eva Longoria, Anson Mount, Jim Parsons... It's fucking random. And Gillian Jacobs.
He's just sitting there and go, hello.
Which is a supernatural thriller in which unsettling and terrifying visions jeopardize a young woman's sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Red Dead Rotting Hood.
Wow.
That looks terrible.
Okay.
Okay.
I got one here. Viral. Is a virus that wipes out half the population. A woman begins to record what happens while they're in quarantine and protect her sister who was infected by the disease.
Okay.
This is another found footage movie.
Interesting. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
I think it is. It's directed by Ariel Schumann and Henry Joost, who did Catfish and Paranormal Activity 3 and 4.
Okay. Not a fan of Catfish.
We're going to forget about that last one. You didn't like Catfish?
No. Not a big fan of Catfish. But
no, the show sucks, but I mean, the movie was
good.
Yeah,
the show's
terrible.
Yeah. But I do love Paranormal Activity 3. They did the fourth one, too.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Gosh, Leatherface is supposedly coming out this year.
Oh, my God. That's actually happening?
Oh, wow. That's terrible. There's no release date. It's the teenage years of Leatherface.
That's what I wanted.
It's a coming-of-age story for fucking Leatherface, a guy who rips people's faces off and puts it over his own.
It's got, like, hipster music and drawings in the background, like your
And he's fucking just got a chainsaw killing people with that song
He's
playing.
Like, I'm going to kill you, like, whatever, maybe not.
That's awful. We love this
Shut
genre.
Up, Dad!
This genre is so awesome.
Yeah,
it's so great.
It's fun.
Supposedly a Blob remake is coming out this year.
Really?
Which, let me see. A remake of 1958 horror classic The Blob, which starred Steve McQueen. In the original, an act... Okay, it's just giving them...
Okay, yeah. It's just on the plot.
This is based off the 1958... Blob film, not the 1988 that was.
I've seen the 58 one.
You haven't seen the 88 one?
No, I've seen the 58.
I love the 88 one. It's got what's her name from Saw. The what's her face? The girl who
from Saw.
The bear trap.
Okay, her.
Her. Forget her name.
Yeah, I don't know her name either. But yeah.
Cabin Fever remake. You remember hearing about this that they were making a Cabin Fever remake, which is random. Supposedly that's coming out. I mean, I could see them releasing
a
it
lot
this
of these
year.
Movies can get like postponed again.
Yeah,
by the way, guys,
that's I'm literally just going through a random list, and then my pewter
my pewter froze.
My penis just took a crash, a crash course in this shit. Let me see if I can find a couple more. I know there's gonna be a shit ton more.
Oh, The Babysitter is supposed to be really good.
The Babysitter, which one's that?
I don't know if that's a horror film, but that has been like getting a ton of buzz.
Okay, let's look her up. By the way, how's your kid? Speaking
like,
of Babysitter,
you know. Billy's been, you know, he got in a fight at school the other day.
Oh no!
And it was just a classic, you know, rumble in the the schoolyard. He broke this glass bottle and legit held it to this other kid's throat. And I was like, Billy, you can't do that. If you want to stab the guy, just fucking go right for the
throat. Well, I mean, he's got to become a man somehow.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, there's other ways to do it. You know, go for a direct. Don't attract attention. That's not how you do that.
That's
you know?
True.
It's just
Hey man, shit happens.
It's
you know,
it's so
fucking kids.
Frustrating sometimes.
These goddamn millennials.
Yeah. Yeah.
So The Babysitter, I looked up.
Mm-hmm.
Plot under wraps, described as a coming-of-age horror story, which, I like that.
The writer, Brian Duffield, is actually a really good writer. And,
what has he done?
The last movie he did was the Divergent movie, Insurgent or whatever. But he has one, he has Jane Got a Gun coming out, which is apparently really
good.
That's
very interesting. Yeah. It's got Bella Thorne, Robbie Amell. So, I mean, those are people.
And I saw that director.
Okay.
Nice try trying to hide that. Yeah.
It's directed by McG.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So, that's a thing.
The OC was really good. I'll give him credit for that.
You watched The OC?
Damn right I did. Hey, The OC is a damn good show.
Goodness gracious. Okay. All
right.
So, that's something. He actually did he's done a lot of supernatural stuff, and I like that show, but woof. I'm trying to think. I don't know if there's any more.
That's all the main ones. There's probably going to be Ouija 2.
Two Ouija 2s coming out.
No,
I'm just kidding. It's just two in a row.
That'd be so fun.
This one's called Holidays, a horror anthology film for the holidays. Okay, that could be fun.
Like
is Trick or Treat 2 coming out this year, too? Maybe.
I would assume
I know Michael Dougherty's doing that next, so. I don't know. Death House.
Death House.
The Four Horsemen are the most notorious serial killers of all time. Robert Englund's weapon of choice is fire. Gunnar Hansen has an unquenchable thirst for human flesh. Bill Moseley is a surgeon and tends to focus on mutilation and torture. And Doug Bradley shares a bond with spiders. Fuck that!
Dude, particularly this for sounds Brown
Recluse
cool.
Spider. No! Whose poison Bradley is happy to dispense among those. No! Fuck
did
you!
Did I ever ask you what your opinion on Eight Legged Freaks is?
I love that movie.
You love that movie?
Yeah, 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 I love that movie. It's hysterical.
Stupidest dirt bike scene ever. But
it's yeah. Eight Legged Freaks! Anytime David Arquette yells, just gives me a boner. Yeah. Annabelle 2 supposedly coming
for
out.
For real,
too.
Guys, stop making unnecessary sequels.
Speak. Preach, brother. Army of Darkness 2, supposedly. Black Wake. Oh, okay. I don't know what that is. Tom Sizemore, though, and Eric Roberts. Okay. I like those guys.
Okay.
Cujo remake? I don't see that happening.
No.
These are just like Frankenstein. No.
Danny Allen says the It remake if it comes out this year.
I don't think
it will.
I don't even think that's been shot. It probably won't happen anymore. I don't think so. I think that pretty much goes for it. I mean, I know that there's going to be a lot. Any more comments that you see?
I'm looking through right now. I'm not seeing any new ones here.
Yeah, because I looked. I mean, no, they're not doing the Halloween.
There's one here. I think it's called something different, but Nikolai Quack says, I'm actually looking forward to a German indie horror movie called Unfriend. I think it's actually in America. It's called Friend Request, I want to say.
Okay.
But
interesting.
He's not to be mistaken for Unfriended. It looks really interesting. The director is a real fan of the genre, and the trailer looks really good so far. It's coming out in a few weeks over here in Germany. Not sure about the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember seeing the poster for that.
I wonder if Jeepers Creepers 3 is coming out, because I know that they did announce that. I don't know if it's coming out this year, though. The other one. Okay, maybe this will be the last one, unless you have another. The Belko Experiment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. James
Gunn scripted movie.
Yeah, he wrote it. Greg McLean is the director. And I forget what he did. He did Wolf Creek.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
That's right. I remember us talking about this. Yeah, yeah.
But the premise is awesome. So basically, the premise here, I just had it right now. Maybe they don't have the premise, but I remember they explained it. It was like something.
It was like a bunch of people in a room or something like
in
that.
In a cave or something of that nature. Yeah. So that's it, guys. That's pretty much the list that we have going for right now of 2016. Mm-hmm. Again, there are still a lot to be coming out, and we're probably going to be excited as they sort of drop throughout the year. But that's the list that we've got so far. I'm sure we've missed a few. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once those sort of come out with either trailers or announcement in general, we will talk about
it. We'll talk about it. Yeah, exactly.
It's easy as that.
Yeah.
Easy as that, bro.
Yeah. Thanks for joining the discussion. We have more discussion to go to, though. We're not done yet, guys.
No, yeah. So I think what we'll do at the end of each show, we usually have little segments, but I think at the end, I just tweeted out something for you guys. That just something like a little
peanut butter
fun
or jelly.
Peanut butter or jelly. Okay. You don't have to have both or either of them. So I just put out a tweet saying, hey, we're recording a new episode. What are some of your favorite moments in horror films?
Oh, okay.
And we're going to read them out. So Mike Vecchio said, Friday the 13th, getting pulled through the bed. Maybe you mean Nightmare on Elm Street getting pulled through the bed or Kevin Bacon's arrow through the neck in Friday the 13th.
Know.
Maybe. Either one. Nick at Movie Master Nick says, here's Johnny. That's a good one. Here's Johnny. Ben Kramer at Ben Boy 24 says, The Exorcist, every demonic thing she did was crazy horrifying. Sorry. I wasn't crying. I had a burp. BBK, which BK Brian King, on Twitter says, not necessarily horrific, but the dead elf in Lord of the Rings Two Towers
in the lake
who wakes up dead things when he's waking up. Big nope for me, he says. Raj Shah.
This is a good one, Raj. Good job.
The scene where the girl claims there's something behind the door, but you don't see anything in The Conjuring. That's
one
probably
of the best scenes in that whole damn movie.
Mm-hmm. You want to go to the next one?
Sure. Casey Kellerman says, easy, The Exorcist Spider Crawl. Terrifying.
That was it. That was it, crawling.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Brady on Twitter says,
Brady.
Oh, sorry.
I got you, Brady.
I got you, Brady. Michael sitting up in the background while Laurie sits in the closet after she thinks he's dead. I love that scene, too.
Jordan at Jorzilla89 says, when Sarah sees the pale white creature for the first time in the cave from The Descent, talk about not going into caves anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, never again. Who goes to caves?
I know.
Who the fuck goes to caves?
You're fucking weirdos.
Who wants to fuck puss?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought about that. Carlos, wait for it.
Says, that's great.
The OG shower scene from Psycho. Of course. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with that one. Absolutely.
And finally, Amber MD28 says,
her.
Oh, do you know her?
Yes, I know her.
Okay. She says, The Shining, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
Oh, yep. That'll help me sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So, that's a great scene as well. I do like that scene a lot. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I just watched The Shining the other night, and it's a splendid movie to watch.
Is it?
Yes, it's great. It's incredible. Yeah. I love The Shining.
It's a great film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that about wraps it up, but we do have one more little announcement. So I put out a post on HorrorFlix the other day that we will be giving away a copy of The Visit.
That's what we do. We give you guys free shit.
Free shit. Yeah. No, you guys actually have to pay me for it. You can give me your PayPal account. I'm just kidding. Over. And we asked you guys to go to our iTunes feed, subscribe to it, rate it, and review it, and we picked a winner. Cody, do you want to read the winner's name and the comment she left us?
Okay, the name is Ashy H, and says, I wasn't a big fan of horror movies until I started listening to this podcast. Now, I watch them all the time, so thank you for introducing me to this genre. Cody and Copster bring humor to a terrifying film.
I think she had that mixed around. She brings terror to, I don't know.
You're not making any sense.
Thank you, Ashy. If that is a woman.
Ashy.
If you woman or male,
yeah.
We don't discriminate.
No, of course
not. So please do us a favor. Message us on our HorrorFlix Facebook page, your information, your address. Don't be creeped out about it. If you want to send us a P.O. box, that's cool too. We'll send you the Visit on Blu-ray.
I can go say hi if you want.
Cody will not do that. Cody, we were just talking about murders and dead penises. We're not going to be doing any of that stuff. So congrats, Ashy. Congrats.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you enjoy the movie because I know it's sure did. I have it on Blu-ray. It's awesome. Don't watch it at night because it's pretty goddamn scary. But thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of HorrorFlix. This was a lot of fun. I'm very excited to. I mean, they're always usually good ones. You fucking.
I know. I had a lot of fun.
Flame Boy shirt.
Remember this,
dude?
In like 2001 when Spitfire and World Industries were like the shit.
Jeez, man, you gonna go skateboard at the skate park later?
Did you ever skate?
No, I never. I can never ollie.
I wanted to skate so bad, but all I could do was ollie.
I couldn't even ollie.
Ugh.
It was like getting it up, and you just can't.
Yeah,
you know?
It's tough. It's frustrating.
You're like, come on!
It's the worst. You can't do it.
Yeah. So thank you, guys. We appreciate all your guys' support. Again, we're not doing video, at least for a while. We're sticking to iTunes, so please do us a favor. Subscribe to us on iTunes, and leave us a great review. Rate us. Do all those things, Cody. Mm-hmm.
If you are on our YouTube channel right now, the SK Podcast, you notice there's no pictures of ourselves right now. There's no video, but if you're watching that's cool too. Just be sure to like and comment. We'll have a discussion with you there as well.
Yes,
you can follow me on Twitter at The Real Cody Hall.
You can follow me at Copster15. Follow us on Facebook.
We hit 1,000 likes.
We did hit 1,000 likes. Yes, just a while ago. Thank you guys so much for that. Very much appreciative. It. Let's get it up to 2,000.
Yeah,
let's get it up there. So thank you. Enjoy this little bit thing that we have at the end. You'll see if you're listening. If you're listening on YouTube, you'll see a little video of Cody Papa being a little cutie. So perfect timing. My mom just came home.
Oh.
Quick, hide the body. Ah! Run!